What does a party mean to you? Good times with friends? Loud music and exotic dancers in cages? Little people in cupid wings swinging from the ceilings? Whatever a party is to you, we know how to make it better. By popping motherfucking bottles. And Corolla Drinks has got you covered. We're proud to introduce to the world the bubbly nectar that is sparkling brosé. We captured the stone and tropical fruits from our original brosé and added a little more party. Pop a bottle at brunch, on game day, at a brisk, or in the club. We promise, wherever you are, just got better. Hurry, this limited first run will run out to get your first bottle of sparkling brosé for only $25. Head CorollaDrinks.com and let the party begin.
Talk today a little bit about the flu season and some of the hysterics around that and masking. We have a caller who brings up O'Reilly calling Adam Carolla all the time as opposed to Adam. We got some thoughts about that. And we'll look into the mayor of New Orleans and her concerns about the murder rate there. But first, we have Geico.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
I just casually looked towards the canal, and I saw what I thought was a mannequin.
August 2nd, 1998, the body of a brilliant young scientist is found dead near the campus of Georgetown University. It was a gruesome scene.
Walking up to the body, it became apparent that there had been a sexual assault.
For more than 6 years, D.C. police had no leads and no suspects. Then, another disturbing discovery. She wasn't his only victim.
As these cases went on, the more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
One man committing a series of heinous crimes against women, but then he just stops. 10 years go by, then 20. What would it take to finally crack the case wide open? I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series, available October 4th on all podcast platforms.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Get on. Welcome to Adam and Dr. Drew Show. Dr. Drew's board-certified physician. What's going on there, Drewski?
Yeah, buddy. You know, I spend a lot of my time... I just interviewed, if you go to the Dr. Drew podcast, you'll soon see an interview with Michael Malice. And I'm obsessing about not, I can't tell where I am half the time, Adam. I can't tell who's the good guy is, who the bad guy is. Am I right? I called you a couple of days ago because I'd woken up in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m, and suddenly I could see the world through D.A. Gascon's eyes. It was the weirdest experience because I'm always trying to sort of see everybody else's point of view. And all of a sudden, I could understand what he's doing and why he does it and why he feels good about it, even though from his perspective, he has seemingly no awareness or concern about the pragmatic consequences of the things he's doing. And so in a way, you know, it's this weird, foggy time we live in where – you could be doing something good, which is not prosecuting bullshit crimes and getting, you know, certain young black men out of jail and you're doing these things that are good, good, good. Yeah, we're getting our population. Yeah. And then now we have all kinds of other shit we got to deal with. I can't even decide who the good guys and the bad guys are anymore. I just can't even decide.
Yeah.
It's such an unclear time.
Well, I think you and I are wired the same way in that I'm wired both directions, which is in a micro setting versus macro, like you're talking about. Somebody can tell me, you know, like you're wrong and I'm angry and what have you. And then I think to myself, well, let's retrace, you know, what happened.
Right.
And you're like, I didn't do anything wrong here. I was trying to help or whatever it is. And it's sort of like someone is telling you, you know, you farted in an elevator and there's just the two of you and you didn't fart, you know? I mean, I always use that example. And then they go.
And you always use that example. It's the first time I've actually heard it.
No, no. What I'm saying is especially you, if you argue with a woman, yeah. It'll be the two of you and she says you farted in the elevator and that's why the elevator stinks. And then you go, I didn't fart. And then they say, like, well, you farted another time or something. And you go, oh.
You always fart.
Right. And then you just, and then at a certain point, you start thinking, did I fart? Yeah. Like, what is going on? And then you go, now, so me, I'm a two-way street. Yeah. I go, I definitely didn't fart. You're never going to convince me I did.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you're so upset, something must be happening.
Yes.
Why are you so upset? And so you start kind of internalizing, like, what am I missing? What's going on? And so you hear about a lot of kooky policy and you go, geez, that doesn't make sense. I think things are getting worse. And then you go, but the person's not stupid. What is going on? So you keep saying, what am I missing? It's basically the same thing you would say about Yoko Ono. You know, I mean, like I was sitting at a, I got invited to a Ben Folds music, you know, preview or something or whatever. And I said, it's like sitting amongst music critics, who, by the way, are just fucking idiots who don't know anything. Look, everyone knows more than a music critic. You sort of go, here's what I like, and now you're the expert.
Right.
You know? But I found myself sitting there with this woman. She's like a music critic. And I said, you know, and now I'm in a sea of music critics. I say, we're waiting for Ben Folds to go on or whatever it is. And I said, Yoko Ono, what am I missing? Like I see the little 30-second snippets of her yodeling into a trash can, but but yet we all know who she is, and people show up, and so what is this? What am I missing?
Yeah,
you know. And she's the woman turned and she looked at me. She said, "Oh, I've seen Yoko several times. She's good." And I said, "Yeah, okay, but now help me, like
help me appreciate
because there." First off, I'm coming from a place, while I do think Yoko is talentless, I'm still coming from a place of help me understand. And yeah. And there have been times when I've said, oh, this person's a joke or a novelty act or something. And then they sat down at the piano and you went, oh, this person's a gifted person. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, when Lady Gaga first hit the scene wearing her meat dress or something, I was like, oh, please get the fuck out of here. And then at a certain point, I was like, oh, she's a talented person.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Even to some degree, like the Kardashians, you know, I was like, oh, get the fuck out of here with your bootleg porn. And it's like, okay, these are business people. Yeah. I have some respect for them.
Yeah.
But convince me. So this woman who's a nice woman, she said, you know, I've seen her a couple of times. She's good. And I said, okay, so what does she do that is different than what I'm seeing, which is her just
Yoko.
Screaming?
Yeah,
Yoko. And she said, no, that's what she does. You know, she does that. And I said, but
better than everybody else.
Is that good? And then she said, no, it's not good, but you know, you have to admire her courage.
What?
And I said, oh, get the fuck out of
it. Okay, oh my
this
God.
Is why you can't listen to a music
Holy
critic.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So her a courage to annoy 300 people is you know, she's quite a pioneer in that. But
wow.
So I wasn't missing anything, but I wanted to know. Like,
but
I wanted
clearly
to know
we are, though, because she gets people to show up. That's the part I'm missing.
Like this woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are we missing that makes them even show up and not?
I'm with you.
Is it Chauncey Gardner kind of thing? Remember that movie?
Yeah, being there.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, look, people are just getting nuttier and more deeper into, more ensconced in their own sort of feelings world. And I don't know what to make of it anymore. But I am like you. I keep asking what.
What am I missing?
What is the motivation? Yeah. What am I missing? I think the answer 9 times out of 10 is you're not missing it. These people are fucking batshit crazy.
But these people, but there are you know, it's half the country, it feels like now.
Well, I think what it is, and I'll play you a clip of Ultimate Chick Think.
Okay.
And why.
That should be, we should have a game.
Ultimate
board game.
Ultimate Chick Think. So Tucker was talking about New Orleans and how it's become the murder capital of the United States. And so he's getting into why it's the murder capital. And then we show a couple of clips from the mayor of New Orleans, and she's going to explain what she's going to do about it.
Had a fine. She had to pay back $30,000 for
probably.
Yeah, you know, no, she just had, right?
Every politician in New Orleans ends up going to jail.
Yeah.
But we'll play the clip. Hey, Chick Think.
So this is an emergency. There's no bigger. It's even worse than global warming or COVID. People are dying at a greater rate than any place in the United States. So if you were in charge of New Orleans, you would respond immediately. You come up with some plan to stop the murders. But here's how the actual mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, responded.
News headlines spread around the world about New Orleans being the murder capital of the U.S.
I do not embrace that at all. I don't embrace it because, one, that is the data even used for that is more of a governmental term for that. It's not based on what's actually happening.
In spite of national and world headlines showing you can pause it for a
second. Wow.
She doesn't embrace it.
Yeah.
Someone should get her a thesaurus.
Yeah.
She's not as embraced that at all. Doesn't agree because that's government data.
Yeah.
There's really nothing easier to count than murder victims, if you really think about it. You know, in a world where we can monitor traffic and whale migration, dead bodies in your city with gunshots in them is pretty easy to keep track of tally-wise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't know exactly what's going on the southern border. We have estimates. But people being killed, we got that one.
There's something even more disturbing to me.
She doesn't buy it. She doesn't embrace it. I guess is what it...
She means she denies it, but it's sort of diabolical that she uses the word embrace instead of deny.
It's also these are government statistics. Which, that's how murders work. It's not a grassroots mom school board type thing. The government does tend to keep track of these things versus...
By the government, she means the FBI.
Versus who? Ma and Pa organizations that count murders in a city?
Undertakers or who's counting?
Undertakers might roll it back. We've got to hear her one more time just because it's... Pretty astounding in the Chick Think department, right?
Oh.
I do not embrace that at all. I don't embrace it because, one, that is the data even used for that is more of a governmental term for that. It's not based on what's actually happening.
In spite of national and world headlines showing New Orleans' murder rate is 17 times higher than New York City's, the mayor downplayed the severity of the problem.
Mostly all of them are aligned by people who know one another, not random at all.
Oh, therefore they don't count?
Well, this is an example of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What is she thinking?
Hey, man.
Do you know what she's thinking?
There's something worse about this. When I see it, it's like, oh, my God, you know, obviously, chick, whatever, just astonishing. It feels familiar and it sounds familiar. It sounds like Kamala Harris. It sounds like our fucking Barbara Ferrer here. They all sound like that and I'm used to it.
I've told you 10,000 times this is how I feel. Government statistics be damned. This is what I feel about murder statistics.
So shockingly familiar, it literally makes my hair stand up in the back of my neck.
All right. I will explain the problem with this in 1 second. Right. First, I'll tell you about Simply Safe. Thinking about protecting your home? Well, if you're in New Orleans, you certainly should be thinking about that. Mm. Waiting for the right time? Well, that right time is right now. Adam and Drew listeners get 40% off. That's right. Best home security of 2022, says U.S. News and World Report. I use it. I trust it. It's Simply Safe. I've had these guys on as sponsors and been using their product for years now. Peel and stick, batteries last up to 10 years because you're like, how does this work if it's not hardwired? Well, you set it up in like half an hour, go online, order what you want, 24 7 professional monitoring costs under $1 a day, less than half the cost of ADT's professionally installed plans. And you don't miss a chance at the big savings to protect your home. Get 40% off your order at simplysafe.com/Adam2 today. Customize the perfect system for your home at simplysafe.com/Adam. Sorry, /Adam2. That's /Adam2. So this is two things. This is crazy chick think. This is be careful what you ask for. You know, we need more women in charge. No, you don't. You just need more qualified people, smart, whoever,
any sex,
whatever they are.
Any sex.
Anything.
Yeah.
In charge. You
yeah.
don't need more of this group or more of that group. And by the way, I've been railing against this affirmative action, identity politics, whatever it is, for a long time because everyone sort of looks at me and goes, what's the harm? What's the harm? Well, what the harm is you become the murder capital of the United States.
And do nothing about it.
And you do nothing about it. Yeah. You deny it. That's what the harm is.
Yeah.
What you need. Look, you need some dude up there who spent 21 years coaching high school football at that podium going, this is a disaster. What's going on? I'm going to mobilize the National Guard or whatever it is. Not this isn't happening, so F you. And most of the people know each other. We're shooting each other. Now,
oh my God.
You say, how can this continue? I'll tell you how this can continue. Because most of the people that are getting shot are black, and they would rather have a black woman in charge than admit they made a bad vote, even if it means being the murder capital. That's what you're up against.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
This person looks like me. I'm voting for them, which is, again, the ultimate white privilege is I get to look at Gascon or Barbara Ferrer or Gavin Newsom or Mayor Garcetti, all white people, and go, these guys are fucking idiots. I would never vote for them.
Yeah.
That's my privilege.
Yeah, because they look like you.
it's liberating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other people who do the identity thing have to vote for dumb people who look like them. So if you're a black fighter, you have to have Don King manage you because he's a brother, and then he rips you off. But he looks like you. Whereas I get to go with the Jewish guy. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the ultimate privilege that no one really talks about. It's kind of a reverse privilege.
It's a reverse privilege, yeah.
Yeah.
Is a privilege to condemn your own?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Most the politicians I hate are heterosexual white males.
Yes.
I get to go, fuck you. Right. That's a privilege.
Yeah.
It certainly helps you. It certainly helps in the clarity department.
There is a thing going on right now with middle-aged and older white men. You and I have talked a little bit about this, but they're losing their shit right now. And I'm just wondering if it's something similar to what has been happening all along in sort of 20 and 30-year-old white males who've been feeling disenfranchised and depressed and using drugs and really marginalized. I think it's now trickling up.
Uh-huh.
Well,
they're getting older too. I mean,
they're getting older, but it's not 35. I'm talking to 55-year-olds and 65-year-olds who are just gunfighting.
The things we think are 5 minutes old are now coming on 20 years old.
I suppose that's true.
That's
why they're done though. But it started when they were 45. You know, it's a lot of it is about taxation and lawyers and suits and EDD and government regulation. It's just like enough. I can't do it anymore. Can't do it.
Well, what you're basically describing, which was chronicled in 50 Years Will All Be Chicks from coming on to 15 years ago, hit your spot and then I'll tell you.
All right. You guys know I love Moink Plus. It's Moo Plus Oink. That's the word Moink. It's a meat subscription box company. It's on a mission to save the family farm run by an 8th-generation female farmer. So there, Adam, you can appoint a female farmer and you get something good here. grass-fed, finished beef and lamb, pasteurized pork and chicken, sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon, direct to your door. I think the point is we like Mike Moink, whoever this farmer is. She does a great job. It just so happens. And Moink farms like our grandparents did, so the meat tastes like it should. Unlike the supermarket, Moink gives you total control of the quality and source of your food. You choose the meat delivered in each box, ribeyes that are awesome, chicken breast, pork chops are amazing, and more. You can cancel anytime. Get excited when I get that Moink box. Adam, I know, loves them as well. Right, Gary?
That's right. Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/ADS. And listeners of this show get free filet mignon for a year. That's 1 year of the best filet mignon you'll ever taste, but only for a limited time. Spelled MOINKBOX.com/ADS. That's moinkbox.com/ADS.
All right, quick break. Be right back with thoughts. Right thoughts. After this. All right, so chronicled in my book, and to speak to what you're talking about and what's going on in the minds of a lot of folks, men and women, who feel like they're playing by the rules, paying their taxes, doing the right thing, and kind of being punished for it.
Not kind of being. Being punished excessively over a long period of time, and now are done.
Right. So what is going on? Yeah. All chronicled in my book, which can everything you need to know about Los Angeles or California can be found on Forest Lawn Drive. Illegals selling flowers on one side of the street. Mostly, I'm guessing, here illegally. Certainly no business license, no taxes, no regulation, no nothing. Just go downtown.
Buy
to the
flowers.
Flower Mart, yeah. Come over there. And by the way, undercut Toluca Lake florist who's paying tons and, you know, taxes and pulling permits and every employee suing them.
Workers' comp,
whatever. They can't compete. Obviously, you're on a corner in Toluca Lake. Your rent is $8,000 a month, and then there's workman's comp.
Yeah.
Bouquet is going to cost $44. These guys are selling for $12.
Yep.
How can you compete?
Yeah.
What's the city doing? The city's writing tickets to people who speed on the other side of the street while they're backed up the driveway, the motorcycle cop with the radar gun, who's backed up looking at all the illegal activity on the other side of the street. But who are they pulling over?
The soccer moms.
You cannot. This is what's happening. You can do this to some degree, but you can't do it to the degree that Los Angeles does it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect people who run a business, who have a restaurant with all the compliance and all the regulation, all the stuff, and then have piles of homeless people camped out on the sidewalk in front of their business, and then a food cart pulls up and the guy's serving bacon-wrapped hot dogs with no permit in front of your business. You can't. You can do it for a while.
Right.
But eventually, the people who are paying the taxes and keeping up and keeping the lights on around here,
they burn out.
They go, I'm a fucking sucker. Fuck this. I'm not getting anything in return.
It's not even the sucker feeling, because the sucker feeling they've had the whole time. It's really just sort of like just can't do it anymore. It's just too much. Just,
right.
You just get exhausted.
Yeah. So I want to go somewhere.
Or just stop. Yeah. Just fucking stop and fine.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody. Well done.
All right. How unbelievable was that mayor and her assessment of the murders? Here's what I'm saying. Would you want that person
suddenly
in charge?
If
you had a mobile dog grooming van, would you want her in charge of it?
No. But it's the scary thing, she makes Garcetti look good. That's the part I'm really struggling with.
Brian, 55, from Costa Rica.
Hey, Adam. How are you?
Hi, guy.
Hi, Drew.
What are you doing in Costa
Rica? Dr. Drew, I'm sorry.
What are you doing in Costa Rica?
I live here. I moved down here.
See, that's what we got to do.
Retired, sort of.
And he's 55. Look at that. He's 55 and moved to Costa Rica. Smart.
Yep.
Yeah,
Adam, you'd love it down here. No rules. I know you have a dog that's not allowed on the beach. I live on the beach. Bring my dog on the beach whenever I want.
Yeah, I'm sure it's bedlam over there. Chaos.
How do people survive?
Yeah.
Ugh. We got to move down there. That's all there is to it.
All right. Do you have a question, Brian?
Yeah, I was listening to your interview with Bill O'Reilly the other day, and I'm wondering if you feel slighted, you know, in the condescending way he calls you Corolla, and he doesn't never uses your first name.
He does that to everybody, I think, or many people. It's just, it's kind of his thing, yeah. You know. And right. He does. That's his thing. Corolla, I remember once. Told the story a few times, but I did a show after sitting on the floor of a Lakers game with Norm and O'Reilly, and he does that thing. He's that guy. He goes, "Hey, Corolla, how'd your L.A. buddies, your comedian buddies, take it after sitting on the floor of the Lakers game next to Bill O'Reilly?" And I said, "I just told him I was there with my dad." But my point is this. He does that. That's his thing.
We're so used to – I mean, when we were in high school, that's what everyone did.
Well, right.
In
but
high
like,
school –
no,
hold
you,
on.
You do that to your friends. Like, everyone calls me by my last name. I have one of those last names. But he kind of does that. To me, it seems like it's sort of like some sort of ego thing.
It's a little – here's the thing. And, yes, I grew up playing Pop Warner football. Age 7, I was known as Corolla. Everyone was known. Fitzgerald.
Your last name.
Gallagher.
Yeah,
nobody.
It.
I didn't know. Took a while for people to know people's first name.
Of course.
Played 3 years before I knew the guy's first name.
Yeah.
My sister, somebody came up to her and said, "You're Corolla's sister."
Yeah.
That's how steep
I would
Corolla
not have struck
we
my ear if I were 14.
Yeah, but would, the point is, like... all right, here's the point. O'Reilly does it.
Yeah.
It's his thing.
Did he play football?
No.
No.
Oh, yes, he did.
Okay.
I think he did.
So maybe it's sort of an homage
no,
to that.
No, look, there are certain personalities like Ann Coulter or O'Reilly. They kind of are abrasive.
Yes.
They rub people the wrong
way.
They
do their thing.
They do their thing.
Yeah.
That's how they that's how they do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me... And it drives, first off, it drives chicks nuts because they feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it also drives a lot of guys nuts. Now, but for me, I'm like, I just read a transcript of what they're saying. You know what I mean? So it's like Larry Elder can be that way. And Coulter can be that way. O'Reilly can be that way. There can be a little aggressive, a little abrasive, a little sing-songy, a little condescending, a little verbose. And they're little of everything.
Yeah.
And I get it. And it's why a lot of people react to them the way they react to them.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just kind of reading the transcript when they're talking and agreeing with a lot of it. And I get past whatever the sing-songy, condescending-y, but condescension. But a lot of people really have a visceral reaction to it. And I, you know, maybe it's the theme of the day, but women are wired that way. Do you hear the way she talks? You know, and it's weird. You know, it's weird. They always do the. They do that thing where they go, "I couldn't come here because I," and it's like, they didn't say that. You know, they didn't talk that way. You know what I mean?
I hear you say that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I get it. I get what you're saying.
Okay. Well, I like Bill O'Reilly. I just thought it was kind of
condescending. He does it. O'Reilly was
I've heard him say it. I've heard him you know, talk like that before, and I just wonder why you thought he does that.
Because he's always done it.
It's his
shtick.
It goes back for me, it goes back 13 years, I mean, since I started doing a show, he did it. But thanks, Brian. I appreciate the concern. O'Reilly was a punter in football and played semi-professional baseball.
Yeah, well,
so there you go.
There's some of that.
All right, let me hit Shopify. Yeah, man. Oh, man. I've had some bad bosses. Man, if I had some bad bosses. Now I'm my own bad boss. Ready to be your own boss? Start, run, and grow your own business with Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform that makes it simple to sell to anyone from anywhere. Whether your thing is ebooks or earrings, start selling with Shopify and create an online store with your vibe. Discover new customers and grow your following and keep them coming back, plus 24/7 support and free libraries full of educational content. Every minute, new sellers worldwide make their first sale with Shopify. You will too. Try Shopify for free and start selling anywhere. Am I right, Gary?
You are right. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/AdamAndDrew. Go to shopify.com/ADAMANDDREDW to start selling online today. Shopify.com/AdamAndDrew.
All right. You want to take a call? You have
yeah,
a thought?
No, I want to take line three.
Good. Line one looks like it fell off.
Okay.
Line three.
Okay.
Jeff, 42, San Diego.
Hey, Ace. Hey, Pinsky.
Hey.
I was just wondering what you think about the panic of the new flu, which is this just more of the continual deflation or whatever?
I haven't heard about it.
I do know that I think it's in at UC Berkeley. If you're un-flu vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. Yeah.
Really?
And so yes, they are scraping for any source of that newfound glory of inducing panic in the public. They just love it. They can't get monkeypox. Here it is. It's monkeypox. They just can't get to it fast enough.
Here's what I don't get. Fundamentally, at its core, this country, the promise of this country is come here and do what you want. Within reason. Why is it that the bluest places, you know, California's blue and then Berkeley is bluer than California is. Why is it that there's a cabal of people sitting around trying to figure out ways to regulate other people? And that's attractive. That's my whole point. I get them. Why is that attractive?
Why is there a group that wants that? Why? Were they? No. And they
why
asked
we
for more
support
of it.
That?
Asked
we
for
want more of it. Oh, well, by the way, you get more. There's no sign at the beach never removes a thing you can't do on the beach. It adds one every year until there's 18 things that you can't do on the beach.
Yep.
And then we want more.
Yep.
What is that?
That's what I ask myself every day. I can't get it. It's so mysterious.
I think
to me.
It's just these are my people.
It's the tribe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff.
And that's out of control.
Do you know what my college is doing now? I don't recognize my institution anymore.
Thanks, Jeff. I forgot about Amherst.
Did you see their thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got exquisite science training there. They were great scientists. It was like Caltech when I was there. Now, they've decided, following the science, that if anyone in a lecture or classroom feels uncomfortable, everybody has to wear a mask.
Right.
There it is.
And guess who were the couple of people that felt uncomfortable and guess what their gender was?
I don't know.
This is – your fucking school's turned into a shit show, Drew. It's a piece of shit now. I don't know what's worse. Is there anything worse than Amherst and the progressive shit show movement?
What else have you seen them doing? I don't recognize them.
Yeah. Gary, we'll find that article for the next show, I think.
Which tells all the stuff they're doing?
No. If they're doing this, they've done everything up until this, what I'm saying.
I'm sure.
All right. Hit your last spot.
All right. Blinds Galore, buddy. You know I love these guys. We are buying blinds from them. They have over 2 million windows covered and counting. BlindsGalore.com does one thing. They do it better than anyone else. 100% custom window treatments built to your exact specifications. Build a blind tool lets you see exactly what they will look like on screen before you buy them. Blinds, blackout shades, shutters, drapery, even motorized window coverings that will connect with your Amazon Alexa. It's family-owned, family-run, family-operated. 20 years. If you do not love exactly what you get, they will make it right. I've met with these guys. They're obsessed with making it good, making the process easy, and getting right where you want it. Whether you need more privacy to sleep in or keep the heat in or just fix up the room, Blinds Galore has what you are looking for. Right, Gary?
That's right. BlindsGalore.com makes it easy to get high-quality designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home without the designer price. Order free samples today to see for yourself at BlindsGalore.com and let them know we sent you and take up to 45% off your final order. That is BlindsGalore.com.
All right. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. That always bothers me. Anyway, October 28th, 29th, San Diego, mic drop. You can go. Gary's looking at me because what happens in my world is somebody says, you don't need to plug the Hollywood Improv show. That show's going to sold out. Sold out. Yeah. But we need to give some love to the other whatever.
I specifically asked about that two days ago.
And then they go, so let's just focus on that, right?
Yeah.
And then that's what happens on ACS. Yeah. An adjustment is made, but every other show still has that one at the top.
Yeah.
Not that I can't scroll down, but used to happen way back in the day when we're doing the show like 13 years ago. I would, once in a blue moon, I would go onto the website and I would see dates for tickets for sale that were two weeks old.
Oh.
And I would go, what are we doing? And they'd go, yeah, we can't. And I'd go, you can't figure this out? And the answer is not really.
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. Anyway, you can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. Gary, you asked 2 days ago? That's weird.
I asked this week.
Who'd you ask?
Chris and somebody else on our team.
And they said no? All right. Anyway,
go to drdrew.com, get all the family pods, drdrew.tv for the streaming shows. We're having really interesting conversations with all the silenced doctors and professionals through the pandemic to try to piece this thing together.
All right. So until next time, I'm Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All this month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies with the biggest stars like Eugenio Derbez in No Eres Tú, Soy Yo, and Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.